Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Let's Watch podcast. I'm your host, James, with my co-host, Carolyn.
Hello.
And today we are talking about Belfast, a movie that I should have known what I was getting into when Tiff picked it for its like audience choice or whatever.
Yes. Belfast, directed by Kenneth Branagh. Belfast. 15 August 1969, already very dramatic. Surrounded by sporadic violence and growing danger, nine-year-old Buddy finds himself confronted with the ugly reality of sectarian conflict. As the suffocating stranglehold of increasing turmoil tightens around his once peaceful working-class neighborhood, Buddy tries his best to understand the troubles. After all, someone must be responsible for forcing people to flee from their homes. Now Buddy's family must come face to face with a nearly impossible, life-altering decision. Stay or start packing.
Yeah, and this movie stars Katerina Balfe as the mother, Jamie Dornan as the father, Judi Dench as the granny, Ciarán Hinds as Pop, and then Jude Hill is Buddy, and his older brother is Louis McCaskey, but the older brother's barely a part of the movie. And then everybody else is just random family members or other Irish people, and they're mostly played by unknowns. Almost everybody in this film is Irish and from Belfast, other than Judi Dench, but she is of Irish descent.
Also, she's a dame, so.
Yeah, you gotta, if a dame says she wants to be in your movie, she's in your movie. That's them's the rules. I have said my opinion about Kenneth Branagh is that he's a bad filmmaker unless he's making Shakespeare. This movie did not change my mind. I don't like Kenneth Branagh. I think he gets away with a lot of stuff because he's a vaguely attractive white man.
That's a common thing.
Yes. This is also a semi-autobiographical film, obviously, because Kenneth Branagh himself is from Belfast. And
yeah,
it centers on Buddy. Like, the kid is the main character, and it's about his experience and through his eyes. And Kenneth Branagh would have been around the same age at this time. And he's also said that publicly.
Yeah, actually, he would have been that exact age because he was born in 1960. And this takes place in 1969. So he is Buddy.
It's obvious he's wrote, directed, and produced this. It's obviously, it's essentially a love letter to his parents, I think, and his family and his hometown and everything like that. But then the movie's bad.
I mean, I wasn't a fan either. I didn't have anything against it. Minus the fact that I like looked away for 1 second and the movie lost its color. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it starts its color and then loses its color.
Yeah. But I didn't have any major issues with it. I just found it kind of boring. Like, I kept waiting for something more significant to happen. I thought this film, I mean, I didn't really know what this film was about. I thought it would, this is often the problem with films that are told from the perspective of a young person, is that the young person is naive and doesn't really know what's going on. So if you, as an audience member, don't know what's going on because you don't know, like, the time, you don't learn anything from it. You're seeing it from the eyes of a child, but you are also sitting there almost being the naive child in the situation, being like, I really don't know what's happening. And it's not an enjoyable feeling, really.
No, and it does also stuff of being like, well, the child has to, like, be eavesdropping on this conversation then. That doesn't really make sense that they would be eavesdropping. And it does that a lot. I will say, like, some of the shot composition is well done.
Sure.
I also found that the movie was just kind of boring. And
yes.
Also, like, a lot of the performances were all over the place. Like, I didn't think the kid who played Buddy was good. I thought he was fine. But I don't think he was, like, he was a little annoying. I thought Katerina Balfe was okay. Okay, but her performance is so drastically different than Jamie Dornan's. Like they're both good. I actually think Jamie Dornan is quite good, but he's playing it like very understated and natural, and she's going a little bigger. So their performances didn't mesh for me. And then I think Ciarán Hinds is good, but he's just like the heart wrenching part of the story. Like, him and Judi Dench don't get really that much to do. They just get to be like charmful grandparents.
You're right, and I think that was my biggest issue with this film. Was that it did feel a bit disconnected. I did think that the mom at first was like, what are all those girls that look the same? Like Bryce Dallas Howard.
I could not figure out who for the life of me who she was.
Right? Because she looked so familiar. And then eventually she looked at the camera straight on. I was like, oh, I don't know who you are, but you look very familiar.
She's the wife from Ford versus Ferrari.
I never saw that.
Okay. Well, continue.
I know. It was the one I didn't see that year. But yes, and you're right in that Jamie Dornan was doing a very subtle performance. And I liked the grandparents because they were so sweet and I liked their characters, but
they're also two legendary actors. Like they're not
of course. So they were good, but they weren't given a whole lot to do. But I did enjoy everything that they were in. Because for them it's effortless. Yes. For them it's effortless, and I didn't feel like it was effortless for the mom and dad. They did good, but I didn't feel like it was effortless, you know, because like you said, it was a little bit it was like bigger in the mom's case and more attempts at, like, you know, subtle acting in Jamie's case, whereas the other two didn't feel like they were trying. I actually just believed them to be those characters.
Yes, I agree with that. I will say, like, the scenes with, like, as mom and pa together, like, her performance, she becomes more like him because I think she's playing off of him, but she also acts a lot with just the kids. And also the movie doesn't know how to, like, deal with their performances, is what it feels like. Like, Jamie Dornan is like, okay, I'm going to be, like, subtle, naturalistic acting. Which is fine, but this movie wants it to be like a big thing the whole time because it's Kenneth Branagh, and it's like we're theater, and it's definitely shot like a play a lot of the time. And Jamie Dornan is like not play acting, and then other people are, and it's very off putting. And it took me out of the film, and it's very much like, okay, is this supposed to be funny, but we're also still talking about like people getting killed?
My problem is that like at the beginning, I was waiting for the film to like make me care. And it didn't. I was just waiting the whole film. And it's weird because it's like the stakes are high. I would like to know more about the troubles because I know people from Ireland who, you know, talk about, oh, the troubles. But I know nothing about them and I still know nothing about them.
Yes, this movie doesn't fill it in. And like if you are interested in that story, there's a great movie called 71 that follows it from a soldier's side. But it actually explains the conflict a little later. It takes place after this film. I think it's in the 80s. But it's a similar thing. But this movie does not explain the setting at all, other than that they really like this one street.
And they kind of just like showed up and no one was expecting it. Also, I didn't understand the dynamic between the dad and that guy who was a dick. It was weird.
Yeah,
it was
guess like they used to be like classmates is, I think, what the only thing. Because there's a reference when they were young, but that's it. That's all you get.
Well, and it's like, what's their beef? How often do they see each other? Like, it was really weird. It felt very like Western showdown-y. But I didn't understand why. And I have an issue with films like this that are set in like a historical period, trying to tell us about a historical event from the eyes of a kid. And then there's something like that in it. I'm like, okay, well, but there was no bad guy that was in charge of everything. Like, that's not realistic. I would love to see like a day in the life of a kid trying to deal with the troubles. That's a more interesting story than like there's just a lot going on here because the troubles were almost like secondary to a lot of it.
It was. And it's like if you want to make a movie about your childhood and it takes place in this time, you can certainly do that. But it's just it's just like drastically different toning the whole time.
Well, there was divorce and then grandpa was dying and then there was this.
Then grandpa dies.
Yeah, and then there was this bad man, and then the kids were shoplifting, and there was just a lot happening here.
They're too much for this short of a film.
Yeah, either I need the movie to be about the troubles, or I need the movie to take place during the troubles, but like show us how like the kids' life goes on. Maybe that's what he's trying to do. But like Ratcatcher, that took place during the garbage strike. It was not about the garbage strike, but that was the backdrop of it all.
Yes, a good
but this
movie.
It was, and but this movie didn't skirt that balance well for me because it wasn't. It's a fine line, and it missed the mark a little bit.
Also, Kenneth, I know you're listening. if you want to make a play, make a fucking play.
Yeah.
If you want to make a movie, make a movie. And then if you want your actors, like I know everyone in here except maybe Jamie Dornan. I don't think Jamie Dornan's a theater actor. I think he just went to screen. But. Like, there's so obviously scenes where it's, like, they get up and they're, like, walking off of set. And then it's, like, a bunch of, like we talk about it all the time, like, act into the back wall. And it's, like, and it just, if you want to do that, make a fucking play. Don't put it in a movie. This is why theater kids are the worst. This is why we hate them. Because they do this shit. this is why they're bad. And it's a shame because I think everybody in here is very talented and it wastes their talent. This story is ripe for like a really good telling and it wastes it. And that's why I'm so frustrated with it. And sure, it ends in a way that makes you feel happy, but fuck that. Like they left and they got out, which is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Because then the kids are safe, but like the trouble still continued. Like they didn't stop once they left. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure it gives you like the uplifting ending of like Irish people still exist and everything, but it completely ignores what the Irish people were actually rebelling against. Like that is not said in this film, which I feel like is important, and it is not addressed. And it's just, it's like those two things together. I was like, I sent the message to Carolyn, what I said at the beginning of this podcast of being like, I should have known. I should have seen this coming. My guard was up with this film, but I was like, hey, it stars a bunch of people I like. And like, maybe this is like a little Shakespearean for Brana and it will be good. And then I just was not a fan. Well, does it need to be in black and white?
No, it's just pretentious. The one thing also because he like took away the color, which makes it feel like, hey guys, look, I'm making it black and white. It wasn't just a choice. Yeah. The one thing I would say that this film did well was they did a really good job of showing like the culture and community like within this street and that block. And kind of it does tell you a bit about why people stayed. Not quite enough, because it sucked that the mom had to straight up be like, our kids grew up here, everyone knows them, da 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 da. I wish they just like showed us that. Like they tried, but I wish they showed a little bit more. But it did feel like that was a really cool community and stuff. But that only really clicked for me with the dedication at the end that was like to the ones who stayed. And I was like, ah, true. Okay, now that you say that, I'm like, oh, well, I can see why they would stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't getting that throughout the whole film. I was getting that the street was cool and the neighborhood was nice and that it was a good environment for the kids, but it didn't click that like, ah, this is why people would stay too.
Yeah. And I never really understood why, like really why she was hesitant. Like I get why she does, like nobody wants to, like she's going out there, she hasn't been anywhere else. I get her fears of leaving. But like it was such a good opportunity for the family that was obviously hurting for money. Like it just felt like this is the right decision. It's a good thing for his career. You'll get more money. It's better for the children. Like your negative is that you don't want to leave home. And somehow like we have to be spending 30 minutes of a 90-minute movie on your waffling about this.
Well, also, he was already working away from there. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, I don't know enough about the troubles in this movie. Didn't help me with that. So the way that it presents it is like he already doesn't work at home. And then the movie, and I know this is not the case, but the movie made it look like the trouble started right then when the first like a little riot happened in the film.
Yeah, it did.
But like, so to me that would be like, and I was sitting there the whole movie being like, well, your husband already worked out of town and now something dangerous is happening. Just go join him. But knowing more about the troubles, okay, maybe he was out of town because of the troubles and maybe this has been going on for a while. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
And also it's like he comes back at like, they're like, he's gone for 2 weeks and we have no idea how long the time's passed. And then he appears at like the most dramatic time for him to appear again. And I'm like, I don't know about this. This feels like, especially when like the scene of the movie that I just absolutely hated is when the kids go and loot the store and I'm like, whatever, this is like looting is fine, right? Like in a riot, like, oh my God, you looted. That is not that big of a deal.
But then the mom brings him back.
She takes him back to an active area where like it's dangerous, which is
why I literally wrote down, why on earth would you do that?
And then they get cornered by the bad guys. And then all of a sudden Jamie Dornan shows up and then he like throws a brick at the dude or whatever. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
He throws a brick at the dude and it like hits his gun hand or like it's really weird.
Yeah. And it just doesn't make it's like, oh, he's back now. I thought like the previous scene we saw him like two scenes ago. He's like, I'm gone for 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. This has felt like 10 minutes.
Well, and also it was like a classic like standstill, like holding the boy captive and like it was. Yeah. And that's why I didn't like it. I'm like, don't do Hollywood.
No, but Gennaro doesn't know how to do anything else, right? Like, this is his only pitch. It's all he can do. Now, I can't remember if he's nominated for director or not. I know Belfast is obviously Best Picture.
Would it be obvious?
I can see a lot of people watching this and being like, that's a good old Hollywood movie, eh? And it's just frustrating me because it's just like...
He was nominated. We have actor in a supporting role, actress in a supporting role.
Yeah, neither directing, of them winning.
Directing, original song, sound, writing. There's a lot of nominations.
Writing?
Yeah.
Writing?
Yeah.
Like, I can obviously, like, you put Judi Dench because it's Judi Dench, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, Ciarán Hinds is a great actor as well. And I get them being nominated. And, like, both of us said, they get to be, like, the nice grandparents and their baseline is great.
Yeah.
And even in this bad movie, they elevate what they're doing because they're so good. But neither of them are going to win because mm-hmm. Best Supporting Actor is going to go to Troy Kotsur from mm-hmm. Coda. And then Supporting Actress is Anjanae Ellis. No, not Anjanae Ellis. Ariana DeBose. And then Director, it's like, out of the movies we've watched, Carolyn, uh-huh. is there somebody else you'd rather have than Kenneth Branagh?
Oh, man. Who all was nominated?
Drive My Car director, Paul Thomas Anderson, Jane Campion, Steven Spielberg.
So most of them?
Yes, I agree. Like, I don't know. Maybe Maggie Gyllenhaal for The Lost Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Denis Villeneuve for Dune. Even the director of King Richard I would like more than this. And it's like, mm-hmm. if these are the choices we have, not Don't Look Up, I'm not insane. even the
but
director
I am.
Of Flea.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's just... Yeah, and Carolyn is insane. She wants Adam McKay in there. And mm-mm. it's just, I don't know. This movie, like, you know what this movie reminds me of? And it's not as bad as this movie because it's not racist, but it reminds me of Green Book.
Well, that also won People's Choice.
I know, but now I'm worried about it winning Best Picture.
Yeah.
Even though I doubt it will win Best Picture. And I think
it's just not interesting enough. Like, I honestly don't have that many issues with it. It's just really not interesting.
It's just the worst thing a movie can be is boring, and this movie is boring.
It is. It is. It failed to make me care enough.
Mm-hmm. And not to, like, spoil our next conversation, which is about Drive My Car, a movie that ostensibly should be boring, and I'm only going to speak for myself here, that has way less stuff happen in it than Belfast, is so much more interesting than this movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm done talking about this bad film. unless you have anything else you want to say, Carolyn.
No, except why was there that weird musical scene?
I have no idea. It's Branagh, right? Like, he's just...
I was like, this is very cute. It was very cute, but it didn't fit with the rest of the film at all.
It's his theater kidness. He just can't prevent himself. If we just mm-hmm. need to put him and Lin-Manuel Miranda in a room together, and then the world would be saved.
Yeah. Yep.
You can find me everywhere on the internet at James Willicks, except on Twitter where the O is a zero. And you can find Carolyn
at CarolynDunk93 on everything.
And you can send us an email at letswatchpod@gmail.com. And the next movie we're going to be talking about is Drive My Car, my most anticipated movie of the award show, and a movie Carolyn probably fell asleep in 15 times.
just the ones.
Just the ones.